Good morning.
各位早。
Now that our Boston teams have won and we are reasonably happy, today might be a good time to bring up a rather sensitive matter.
现在我们红袜队赢了，我们说不定这时候是好时间来讲一讲我们的奉献。
Next weekend is our Missions and Social Concern Joint Conference, and you will be invited to participate.
下个礼拜是我们的外宣跟社关联会的年会。
And you will be invited to participate in the Faith Mission Pledge.
我们邀请各位能够参加信心任现。
These funds are raised to support our global partners and gospel projects in 2019.
我们这些的经费是用在我们普世宣教跟我们许多宣教的团体的需要。
This is a pledge that is promised now in faith and then given throughout the year.
我们是现在来任现，是答应，但我们明年整年来奉献。
It is beyond our regular tithes and offerings.
是不止我们平常的十一奉献在这个之上。
So you may ask, why should we participate in the Faith Mission Pledge?
可能你会问，为什么我们要参加这样的信心任现呢？
Well, number one, the Great Commission is CBCGB's high priority.
头一件是普世宣教是我们教会的最高优先。
CBCGB has the reputation of being a missional church.
我们的教会是众人所知的，是一个重视宣教的教会。
Whenever I serve away, people express their thanks and respect for Boston Chinese Church for our commitment of sending.
无论我走到哪里去，人家看见我都知道我是从一个差派的教会，是 Boston 圣经教会。
We really cannot boast. It is our honor.
我们不是在这边夸口，这实在是我们的荣幸。
Missions is in our DNA since the very beginning.
这个宣教就在我们的生命的本质里面。
It's in our church's blood.
就在我们的血液的里面。
Our founding pastor Chu set the first mission funds to begin at 20% with the vision to grow it.
我们创堂的教员联牧师一开始就把我们教会能够送出去20%成为宣教的基金。
CBCGB is known for sending out our pastors, elders, deacons, and members into the fields.
我们的教会是在外面很明白的让人看见，我们把我们的牧师、把我们的长老、把我们的宣教士，还有各样的同工送出去。
Elder Peter Yen to Hong Kong.
严开仁长老去了香港。
Pastors Morley and Sophie Lee.
李秀全牧师师母。
Ray and Priscilla to start Lowell Mission Church to reach Cambodians.
李卓明牧师夫妇去了罗威尔那边的柬埔寨人的事工。
David and Esther Wu to Austria.
吴志坦牧师夫妇送到澳大利。
Chen Jing and Betty Wu to Germany.
陈景吴牧师夫妇到德国去。
Eric and Linda Yang to reach the Wa in Myanmar.
杨义哲牧师夫妇到了瓦邦。
Jamie and Mimi Taylor, Jackie and David Rowe, Ella and Jason.
戴继忠牧师夫妇，还有卢敬雄牧师夫妇，还有Ella跟Jason。
Maureen, Eva, Eric, Connie, and many others.
李密烟姊妹, Eva, Eric, 还有 Connie, 还有好多其他的。
Our budget continues to grow as our global reach continues to grow.
我们当整个的世界的需要增加的时候，我们教会对于拆船社关的基金也一直在增加。
Many of you and those who came before us have sacrificially and generously given to the Great Commission for 49 years.
有很多在我们之前到的先贤，是在这49年的时候都一直付出在宣教的事工上。
So praise the Lord, well done, good and faithful servants.
我们感谢主，这些又忠心又良善的仆人。
Of course, our job is not quite done yet.
当然，我们的工作还没有。
We can also do better in the next 50 years.
而且下一个50年，我们能够做得更好。
The Great Commission is God's priority.
这个 大使命这个服事宣教是神自己的命令。
Therefore, it is also our church's high priority. So we should pledge.
所以自然也是我们教会最高的优先，所以我们在这边做尽心任献。
Secondly, why should you participate in the faith pledge? Well, it's a practical need for the missions committee and social concern ministry to plan our budgets in 2019.
第二个，为什么我们要教会要用信心任献呢？这是让我们的宣教跟社关组能够定位他们明年怎么样花钱来定预算。
And you may think, can't I just privately give towards missions and social concern without signing a pledge form?
我们可能很自然的要问，是不是我们就私下就奉献就好了？不需要做这些信心任献。
Can't I personally just give to the person I want to support?
我就个人暗暗的对为了那些我认为有负担的，我就奉献给他。
Well, I suppose yes. Many of you have been doing that in the past years.
我相信我的答案是当然可以。我相信我们在我们中间许多许多人在过去许多年都是这样做。
And yet, thanks to God, every year all the money comes in.
但是很奇妙的是，虽然你没有做信心任献，但是奉献的金钱却一直进来。
So again, praise the Lord.
所以我们再一次赞美神。
But may I kindly suggest that the faith pledge is an opportunity for all of us to have faith, not just the mission committee.
我能在这边很谦卑的、很客气的告诉你。我们不是只有少数的人，而是整个的教会来做信心的操练。
It is our job to plan responsibly and to do accurate accounting and to exercise good stewardship, and all this is very important.
是我们愿意做神的好管家，在这边好好的做预算，好好的凭信心，而且到时候能够适合的分配。
The faith part comes in relying on God to provide the promise or pledge that you believe He is calling you to make.
这个信心任献的这一个是操练我们的信心，是让我们依靠神来这样的奉献。
It was first taught by the 19th century Canadian preacher A.B. Simpson, the founder of the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
最早的时候是19世纪的加拿大的宣教士，是宣信博士在这边开始的。
He taught a three-part process.
他这边讲到三个部分的这样的一个过程。
First, what can I afford to give to Great Commission work?
头一部分是我能够付得起多少。
This is focusing on our ability to give.
这个是聚焦在我们能有多少的力量来奉献。
Secondly, what can I sacrifice from my normal expenses in order to give?
第二方面是讲到我们舍得得舍不得的那部分。
This is focused on living sacrificially.
在这边是能够一个活出一个活祭来奉献的。
And then thirdly, what can I trust God to provide from unexpected income?
第三个是我们信得过信不过，我们能不能相信神，他来提供应我们要奉献的需要。
And this is focused on having faith in God to provide.
那这一部分就是用我们的信心来看见神能为我们供应的是什么。
So I want to share something with you. When I was teaching in junior worship, I challenged the young teens to participate in the faith pledge most of the years.
我自己的经验，当我在初中生中间的时候，我整年的跟这些初中的弟兄姐妹来跟他们的信心来做挑战，能够参与。
I asked them to pray and consider for the purpose of bringing the gospel to the lost in the world.
我请他们祷告，而且在那边思想，能够怎么样把福音带到那些失丧的人中间。
So consider, what can you afford?
头一个想，你能够付得起多少？
What can you sacrifice?
第二个，你能够舍得多少？
What can you trust God to provide?
第三个，你能信得过神多少？
And at first I thought,If every student could give only $1 a month, perhaps from their allowance, they might see how their $12 can make a difference.
在这边他们这些初中生，他们想到一个月如果奉献一块钱从他们的零用钱出来，但是好，如果十二块钱一个月呢？
But I reminded them, be careful not to promise what you are not serious to carry out.
但是我警告他们，你不要随意的、轻易的做一个应许，但是你自己做不到。
And do not get the money sinfully, like when your parents are sleeping, you reach into their pocketbook.
更不要为了奉献而犯罪，趁老爸老妈睡觉的时候偷钱来奉献。
So go home and pray and share with your parents.
而是回到家里面祷告，跟自己的爸爸妈妈分享。
Then return to make your pledge.
之后回来来做这样的信心认献。
And it was very humbling.
这个让我们降杯。
One year, the pledge came in over $1,600.
有一年，我们的初中生在他们中间的信心认献达到1600块钱。
What an optimistic group of junior hires.
我们看见他们是何等的乐观的一群人。
I asked them, how do you plan to carry out your pledge?
我问他们这些初中生，你们怎么样能够实践你们的在这边填的认献。
Afford, I'll share a part from my allowance, my piggy bank, and my red envelopes.
所以他说从我的铺满里面，从我的红包里面，从我的零用钱里面，我能够拿出来。
Sacrifice. I'll skip going to the movie theater. I'll skip going to McDonald's with my friends, and we'll give the money to missions.
第二个是我舍得，我愿意牺牲我跟朋友去看电影的钱，我能够牺牲出去吃 McDonald 的钱，我跟还有其他的我享受的花费，我省下来。
Trust God. I'll do chores. I'll shovel snow around my neighborhood. I'll ask for God to provide.
再下来一个是我相信的过程，我愿意出去到冬天为别人邻居来铲雪，来赚这个钱，然后为了人奉献。
As excited as I felt, I sent them home to reconsider.
我非常兴奋，但是我把他们送回家，请你们重新考虑。
I wiped out the pledges and will start fresh next week.
我就把他们的任性通通把它先把它除掉，就让你们下个礼拜再好好的做决定。
So next week I took the pledge again and it came in higher.
在第二个礼拜我再一次要他们的时候，竟然比1600块钱更多。
It was about $2,000.
我们那一年任性了2000块钱。
And then when the offering came in and was collected each week, sometimes it was wrapped in little origami birds, and it was wrapped in paper with a little note for my missionaries.
当我们真正在那一年的里面收到这些初中生的奉献的时候，他们一些包装纸，一个小小的条子，这是我应许的，要来做信心的任献的，我在这边摆上。
Praise the Lord, I loved my job.
我告诉你，我太喜欢我的工作了。
And I know that many of our children have grown up today and continue to give in faith.
我知道在当时的许多的孩子现在已经长大，他们一生一直一直在信心里面付出。
They give to the Great Commission work and to the needs in the world.
他们为着这个主的大使命而付上，而且参与这样的工作。
These were lessons to shape a young heart and spiritual character and not to withhold anything.
在这边我们在这边营造了一个年轻人的心，而且一个慷慨的年轻人能够为着神的需要。
So let's not only give what we can afford, but also what we're willing to sacrifice and giving in faith to participate in the faith.
所以不光是我们付得起，不光是我们舍得得，第三个是信的过程。
I know some people, some Christians who have given their homes and their cars and their possessions, their bank accounts for this cause of the Lord's work.
我知道很多的神的儿女在这边为了神的缘故，把他们的房子、把他们的车子、把他们的银行的账户、把他们的积蓄都来献给神。
Now the third reason.We should participate in this pledge is to be obedient to biblical teaching and examples of giving.
第三个是我们任献的原因，是我们遵照圣经的教导来这边做任献。
Our church should always look to scripture to what we believe and how we practice.
我们圣经教会是重视圣经的教导，而且能够付诸实行。
But with limited time today because of translation and communion Sunday, I will only highlight a few things from the scripture today.
但今天翻译太慢，而且后面还有圣餐，所以呢，我现在要快一点。
I will ask you to take time this week to appreciate the entire scripture of 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 in its entirety, as well as read the daily scriptures that I have assigned for you to do this week before you prepare for the faith pledge.
所以在这边有两个家庭作业，头一个是最后Sandy 牧师要给我们的要读的，另外呢，请各位特别注意哥林多后书的第八章跟第九章，这个礼拜回去好好的读《哥林多后书》第八、第九章。
Let's do this faith pledge and let's discern what the Holy Spirit is leading us to do.
让我们按照圣灵的带领，我们来学习这样的信心的任性。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, the Apostle Paul was trying to raise money, in Corinth to help the saints in need.
在《哥林多后书》的第八章，他告诉哥林多的教会。对不起，他告诉哥林多教会，也提到马其顿菲利比的教会怎么样来奉献。
And he refers to a good example of the churches in Macedonia who gave generously despite their circumstances.
他用马其顿的教会，就是菲利比教会，他们的热心的奉献来鼓励哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹。
And much of the work in the early church was to advance the gospel.
在早期的教会的时候，都是为着福音的需要。
Could you read in Chinese 2 Corinthians 8, 1 and 2?
我们读哥林多后书的第八章头两节，弟兄们，我把神赐给我为众教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
This is what we learn from the churches in Macedonia. It all starts with God's grace.
在这边我们从马其顿教会一开始都是讲到神的恩。
They experienced God's grace and they shared God's grace with the saints in need.
他们尝到神的恩典，他在那边分享神的恩典。
If we receive grace, should we hold it tightly or should we let it overflow?
当我们蒙恩的时候，我们是不是自己守住，还是我们让他们经过我们流出去？
And then more and more grace will come from God and we again let it overflow.
让恩典越来越多，也从我们流出去的越多。
We will never run out of God's grace.
我们永远取之不尽，用之不竭。
So this is what the new Christians experience in verse 2.
在这边第二节的里面，就是这些新的基督徒他们学到的。
They had an increasing amount of severe trials.
他们在受大患难的时候。
But they had overflowing joy.
但是他们却有满足的喜乐。
They had extreme poverty.
他们在极穷之间。
But they responded in rich generosity.
但是他们那个乐捐的厚恩却在那边显出来了。
You know, those who have less have been known to give more than those who have more.
你知道吗？那些比较收入少的常常是奉献多的。
Is it because the poor have received more grace that they have more grace to give?
是不是比较穷苦的人得到神的恩更多呢？
Being free of problems and having more does not equate with generosity.It's quite the opposite.
那些享受平安、享受丰富的人，并不代表他们蒙恩更多。
We have this fallacy that we will give more when we have more, but we actually give less.
在这边有一个谬误是说，当我们有的多的时候，我就给的多。事实上，当人越拥有多，给的越少。
God's grace does not remove our severe trials or our extreme poverty, but it responds in abundant joy and rich generosity.
神的恩不在这边免除我们在患难跟试炼，或者是贫穷，但是却让我们在那个中间有满足的喜乐，有乐捐的厚恩。
And this is how the churches in Macedonia gave.
这是马其顿教会的见证。
Could you read verses 3 to 5, chapter 8?
第八章三节到五节，我可以证明他们是按着力量，也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助。我再三的求他们， 他再三的求我们准他们在这攻击圣徒的恩情上有份，并且他们所做的不但照着我们所想望的，更照着神的旨意把自己献给主，又归附了我们。
They gave beyond their ability. It was more than they could afford to give.
他们已经按照他们的力量，但是还超过他们的力量来奉献。
They gave out of their own choice, not of coercion or feeling guilty.
他们是自己愿意的，不是从外来的压力勉强。
They were willful and cheerful givers.
他们甘心乐意，而且开开心心的付出。
And they were passionately begging to give.
他们很开心，很喜乐，求保罗让他们来奉献。
Paul may have known that they were persecuted and poor and tried to stop them from giving too much.
保罗在那边好像他知道他们在受逼迫、患难、试炼，而且他们很穷苦，所以保罗在那边好像让他们少给一点。
But these new passionate believers were eager and fervent. Please let us give.
但是这些新蒙恩的里面充满火热的，他们求保罗让我们付出，让我们奉献。
Because it was their joy to give.
因为那是他们的喜乐。
They exceeded expectations.
他们超过人家对他的的盼望。
They gave themselves first to the Lord.
他们先把自己奉献给主。
They offered their lives, their devotion, and their first love to Christ, and then they offered money to those in need.
他们把他们自己的生命、他们自己的爱情、把他们自己的所有先献给主，之后才来奉献。
Then Paul says to the church in Corinth, if you could read verse 7.
在第八章第七节。你们既然在信心、口才、知识、热心和待我们的热心上，都爱心上，都格外显出满足来，就当在这词汇的事上也格外显出满足来。
Despite our many flaws, CBCGB, we have excelled in everything.
虽然我们有很多的缺点，但是神让我们的教会有很许多超越，在许多事上有超越。
We have excelled in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in earnestness, and in love.
在我们的教会的里面，的确在信心、口才、知识跟热心上面都显出超越。
Thanks be to God.
感谢主。
But now see to it that you excel in giving, the grace of giving.
但在这边，希望我们能够在奉献、在付出上能够显出格外的恩典。
Giving is an act of grace for a church to express together.
是奉献是全教会在一起显出他们的感恩。
When a church gives corporately to reach an unreached people's group, to be a new church, to translate a new Bible, to help orphans and widows, to feed, clothe, and shelter the least of these, the church can powerfully change the world for Christ.
教会整个教会一起来做的时候，为做在外面的穷苦的、有需要的、翻译圣经的为他们创造语言的各样的需要，他的长我没有办法全记得，那些需要的时候，我们全教会在这边的恩典上一起有份。
CBCGB change the world for Christ，
让我们的教会能够为着基督来改变世界。
You know, if we remained at status quo and we stopped right where we were at,
如果我们就在这边照着我们常规，我们的现况就满足了。
If we stop planting churches,
我们不再去植堂了。
And we stop sending missionaries,
我们不再送宣教士出去了。
And if we stop adding even to our numbers here,
我们也不再增加我们的敬拜的人数。
We might actually be happy with ourselves and now retire our numbers.
所以我们可能会更开心，我们在这边大家退休。
But what more does the Lord want and desire for CBCGB to do and to become?
但是神在这边要求我们的教会能够更多的享受他的恩典，让我们更多的讨他的欢喜，成熟。
We will reap what we sow.
让我们能够收能够我们种的，我们能够更丰富的收。
Could you read chapter 9, verses 6 to 8 and verse 11?
我们现在要读哥林多后书的第九章六节到九节。少种的少收，多种的都收，这话是真的。个人要随着本心所定的， 不要做难，不要勉强，因为捐的乐意是神所的人是神所喜爱的。神将各样的恩惠多多地加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能行各样的善事。如经上所记，他施舍钱财，周济贫穷，他的仁义存到永远。十一节，叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍，就借着我们使感谢归于神。
May our generosity bring thanksgiving to God.
让我们的慷慨能够让神的名得到更多的感恩。
Generous sowing reaps generous harvest.
多种的多收。
May CBCGB make a difference in gathering all nations, all tribes, all peoples, all languages in the great multitude before Him.
让我们的教会能够为着神的缘故，叫各方各国各族各民的人来归向他。
Now, the last reason that we ought to participate in the faith pledge is to be changed myself.
第三个原因，再下来一个原因，为什么我们参与信心奉献是改变我的自己
？To be changed myself，
让我这个人能够被改变。
To put my faith in God and discover what He can do, what He can provide。
把我的信心摆在神的手里面，让神来做，让我们看见神能够在你我身上做的是什么。
He will stretch my faith and exceed my expectation.
他能够伸张我们的信心，超过我们原来对他的盼望。
In all my 55 years of life,
各位知道我55岁。
I have always known a heavenly Father who was a generous and loving God, who provides what was needed.
我这五十五年来，我真是惊艳这位天父是那位慷慨、乐意施舍、那又丰富的神。
He provides what is needed, no more, no less.
他照着我的需要，他来供应，不多也不少。
And there are two incidents in my life after I dedicated myself to serve the Lord when I learned that God would faithfully provide if I would faithfully trust in Him.
当我把我的生命交给神的时候，有在几件事上，两件事上，神让我惊艳。当我相信他的时候，他怎么样活，彰显他的信实。
The first story.
头一个故事。
Before my calling was confirmed, I had the opportunity to study tuition-free at a pretty good school.
在我自己还没有清楚蒙召之前，我能够上一个。很有威望很好的学校而且是免学费
It was God's grace that I can go to college for free
是神的恩典让我能够免费上大学
But then I transferred to a Bible college because I knew my calling I suddenly had a big tuition bill
当我知道神的旨意我就转学转到一个基督书院但是在那边我却要付很多的学费。
And for the first time, I wondered, did I hear God wrong?
我那个时候怀疑，到底我听错没有
？And it was my friend Jeanette, who a woman who was full of faith, made me kneel beside her in my dorm room.
我有一个朋友叫 Jeanette， 她是充满信心的，她跟我一起跪在那边祷告。
She prayed.Bless my dear sister who loves you, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus to send money to Sandy in the mail this week so that she would know you are faithful to provide.
这 Jeanette 为 Sandy 祷告说神啊这位爱你又是你所爱的姐妹我向你求你这个礼拜有人送钱给她。I try to be shorter.
Okay. I stopped her. Whoa, Jeanette, please do not test the Lord with such a prayer.
我跟她讲，你千万不要这样祷告，你这是试探神，你不要这样的为我祷告。
She smiled at me and she bowed her head and continued.
她对我笑笑，之后低头继续祷告。
And forgive my dear sister, give her faith.
神啊，求你赦免我的姐妹，她那么小信。
Yes, Lord, we believe you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider.
主，我们相信你是耶和华以勒，神必预备的神。
Send any money in the mail this week.
求你在这个礼拜送给我的姐妹 Sandy 钱。
So that she will know that you are God and you know all her needs.
让她能够明白，只有你是神，你知道她所有的需要。
That's kind of how she prays. Well, 2 days later.
两天之后。
In my campus mailbox.
在我校园的信箱。
I found a card sent to me from an unrelated friend.
我在我的信箱里面找到一个卡片，里面这是从一个我完全不相没关系的一个朋友。
Who wrote a short note and said, "Hi Sandy, the Lord laid it upon my heart to send you this. Have a great year in school."
他说这是神感动我要把这一点小礼物给你啊，你有一个很快乐的一年。
And, in the envelope there was $40 in cash.
在那里面$40。
Not enough to pay the entire tuition bill.
当然没有不够付学费。
But it was a sign.
但是在那边是个证明，是个神迹。
And it was postmarked the day before we prayed.
这个卡片是在我们祷告的前一天送进来盖的邮戳。
And from that day on, I knew that God would always take care of me.
从那一天开始，我知道我的神永远要来帮助我。
If I would just fearlessly obey him and trust him and have faith and testify to the next generation to have great faith because our Lord is faithful.
只要我没有畏惧地相信他，只要我能够这样地相信他，而且告诉我所带的年轻人。
And in fact, to God be the glory, I actually finished Bible college and seminary debt-free.
但是赞美主，我事实上我能够在那个昂贵的基督书院一直到毕业，仍然是没有债务。
To this day, I still do not know who paid my bills.
一直到现在，我搞不清楚谁替我付账。
But I knew my life was in good hands.
但是我知道我的生命在一个最好的人手中。
I cherish the words of Hudson Taylor, who said, "God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply."
像戴德森牧师所说的，神的工作，他用他自己的方法来供应，不需要人。
When God calls us to do something or go somewhere, He will surely provide a way.
当神带你我去什么地方，他自然来那边有供应。
Now, a second story I want to share in closing.
在我结束之前，我有第二个见证告诉你。
In Bible College, during our campus Mission Emphasis Week, I was drawn to the Compassion International sponsorship table.
在我的基督书院那边有一个重视宣教的礼拜里面，那我被一个团体叫做 Compassion 对全世界宣教有热心的团体。
You can sponsor a child around the world for $21 a month for their food, clothes, vaccine, and school, and they would become your sponsor child.
在那边我看见一个说你只需要你$21一个月，能够照顾到食物一个孩子的食物、衣服，还有他的接种他的预防针，还有他的学费。
Now, I started walking away from the table because $21 was much more than I had every month to give away.
但是我差不多要走开了，因为$21一个月是我绝对没有办法付的。
But the Lord kept on turning my head back.
但是那天神就一直叫我没有办法离开那个广告。
And he was tugging at my heart.
他就把那件负担摆在我的心里面。
My eyes were fixed on this 5-year-old little girl named Angel in the Philippines.
我的眼睛就定睛在这个小女孩叫做 Angel 的在菲律宾的这个小女孩的身上。
And I stood there struggling inside. I can't afford it. And, oh, Angel.
当我在那边的时候，我一面说我付不起，我出不起，但是我一看见那她的照片，我里面就油然而生。
Well, before I left the table, I signed it.
当我离开的时候，我就在那边签了我的名。
I became Angel's new sponsor.
我就变成这个女孩子 Angel 她的一个赞助人。
Not knowing where this college student was going to get the money.
我这个自己这个大学生，我的需要在哪里，我还不知道呢。
But I promised to honor my pledge before the Lord.
但是我愿意在这边向神来尊重这一个信心的任性。
A week later, I went to the part-time jobs office and I looked for a house cleaning job.
我之后就到学校的那个打零工的那个办事处，在那边希望找一点工作。
And then I found this listing. I called the woman and she actually tried to discourage me.
我看见这一个广告，我就打电话给这个的女主人，但是她好像要劝我不必来。
She said, you may not want this job. My son is really messy.
这个整理我孩儿子的房间的，你这工作你不想做的。
You would have to walk about 2 miles from campus uphill.
你要从你的校园走上坡走2里路。
And I would only need you for about 3 hours a month.
我一个月只需要你做3个小时。
And I asked, how much are you paying?
那我就问他，那你怎么付钱呢？
You know what she said?
你知道他说什么？
$7 an hour.
就7块钱一小时。
Right away, I said, $21 a month?
我一算，3×7=21，哇，21块钱一个月。
I'll take the job.
我要这工作。
Praise the Lord!
赞美主。
It was exactly what I had pledged in faith.
这是就是我信心任现的那21块钱。
Many years and quite a few more Compassion Children sponsorships later, I am amazed how God provides.
过了以后过了许多年，在这些有爱心的这样的任现的里面。
That moment changed me.
但是那一个时刻改变了我。
Do you see why I believe that God can do more through us?
你知道为什么我说神能够经过我们能够做很多？
I'm not here to ask you for money, not for myself for sure.
让你搞清楚，我没有在这边为了我自己来问你要钱。
But I believe God wants you to have more faith.
而是我相信神要你有更多的信心。
God wants us as a church to have more faith.
神要我们整个的教会更有信心。
If God moves you to make a certain mission pledge, He will provide no more, no less.
如果神感动你为做社欢跟差传有这样的任现，神会供应你，不会多也不会少。
And if He provides more, He probably wants you to give more.
如果他给你更多，你说不定能给的更多。
God is faithful to provide.
神是那样的信实的来供应我们。
If the Lord directs CBCGB to build this or support that or to sow this and to give that, He will provide a way to accomplish it.
如果神要我们建这个，让我们扩展那个，并能够差派这个，神一定会按照他自己的需要来供应我们。
If we trust the Lord in faith.
如果我们在我们的信心里面相信他。
So be bold in your faith.
在里面大胆地相信神。
May the Lord give CBCGB in our faith pledge to fulfill the Great Commission with passion.
让神赐福给我们的圣经教会，让我们在信心的任现上来满足他的使命，让我们能够增长。
God bless you.
神赐福给各位。
我们现在开始今天主日的圣餐主日。 开始的时候，请大家起立，我们来唱诗第134首，第一节跟第二节。圣经上